Today on 5-Minute Monday, I'll explain why you must have a website for your podcast. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, tell me if you've heard this before. You're listening to your favorite podcast, and towards the end, they get into their little spiel, their outro, if you will. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, follow us on Instagram, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Overcast, etc., etc. And as a podcaster, you know exactly what they're saying. Follow us everywhere. I'm available everywhere. But that's not what the average listener hears. To a normal person listening to that, they are thinking, this is way too much information to process. Don't you just have one place I can go to learn more? So it's more effective to just have one clear call to action, one thing that you want them to do. Now, you don't want to point everyone to Apple Podcasts because not everyone has an iPhone. And you don't want to point everyone to Spotify because not everyone pays for Spotify or listens on Spotify. What is the one place you can send literally everyone and their grandma that's easy to remember? Well, it's your website. So think of your podcast website like the home base for your show. With your website, it's easy to share links to episodes, it's easy to explain to people, and it's easy to remember, right? So instead of saying, hey, search for this podcast in this app and then make sure you subscribe and then, you know, connect with us over here on our Instagram account and follow us on Twitter, you just say, just go to mypodcast.com and everything is there. That's all you got to do. And having a website for your podcast is so critical that we recently just completely revamped every Buzzsprout website. The new websites look fantastic, and it gives you all the features that you might need. You can put links to your social media accounts. You can include links to various podcast players, including but not limited to the ones that we have instructions for in our dashboard. And it also has a really great listener experience, a place where you can have your transcriptions so you can benefit from search engine optimization from Google sending people to your podcast, and gives you all of the features that you need to have a great podcast website. And when we were creating the websites, our goal was to make a website that 95% of podcasters would never have to upgrade from. Until this point, if you really wanted a great website, we would encourage you to go and get a WordPress website so you can control every aspect of how it looks, how it feels, and be able to add all the functionality that you would need. But now with the new Buzzsprout public websites, you don't have to have a WordPress site. You can just do that. It's included in the cost of your Buzzsprout subscription, so it doesn't cost you anything else. So it's really a win-win. You have a place where you can send everyone, no matter what, and then from your website, they can find you and follow your podcast on all of your social media accounts and on any podcast app that they happen to listen to your show on. Now, one thing you'll want to do is make sure to use a custom domain to make your website look like it was done by a professional. So that's the difference between buzzsprout.com/123456 and myawesomepodcast.com. So if you want to grab a domain for your podcast and you haven't yet, you can go to HostGator, Bluehost, GoDaddy, or Google Domains. Those are all great places to purchase the domain for your podcast. What do you think about the new Buzzsprout website? Do you like it? Hate it? Let me know over in the Buzzsprout podcast community on Facebook, which also happens to be a great place to find answers and get the help that you need to make your podcast as excellent as possible. So if you're not a member yet, just click on the link in the show notes and ask to join. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.